All right, and welcome to July 29th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1996, Carl Lewis wins his fourth consecutive Olympic gold medal in the long jump. This track and field legend won a total of 9 gold medals, 4 of them at the 1984 Olympics in L.A. Lewis was born July 1st, 1961 in Birmingham, Alabama. By the time he was finishing high school, Lewis had already beaten national records and went on to the University of Houston, where he became the second person in NCAA history behind Jesse Owens to win the 100-meter and long jump. In 1980, Lewis would have went on to compete in the Olympics, but they were taking place in Moscow and were being boycotted by the U.S. at the time. In 1984, as the top-ranked sprinter in the world, Lewis won the long jump, the 100 meters, the 200 meters, and sealed the victory for the U.S. teams in the 4x100-meter relay. Lewis achieved later success in the 1988 Olympics in Seoul, where he lost to Canadian Ben Johnson. Johnson, however, was tested positive for performance-enhanced drugs and was stripped of his title, thus making Lewis the champ. He won again in 1992 in Barcelona and in 1996 in Atlanta. Carl Lewis was so unbelievably fast that the Dallas Cowboys wanted to sign him even though he'd never played football anywhere. Carl Lewis retired in 1997 like a boss! Civil War news. 1864, Confederate spy Belle Boyd gets arrested by Union troops. 3 of her family members were convicted as well. Maria Isabella Boyd, born in May 1844, Martinsburg, Virginia, now in West Virginia. When she was 17, a Union soldier insulted her mother and she shot him dead. She was not punished at all. And that's how she became a spy. It was pretty easy for her because men are generally stupid when it comes to good-looking girls. They called her La Belle Rebelle, the Siren of Shenandoah, the Rebel Joan of Arc, the Amazon of Succession. She managed to get critical information about federal military plans to Stonewall Jackson, which helped him defeat General Nathaniel Banks in the Battle of Winchester. She was arrested quite a few times, but not actually imprisoned until she was arrested at the old Capitol building in D.C. on July 29, 1862. She was out a month later in a prisoner exchange and later was arrested again for being a Confederate messenger while sailing to England. Captain Samuel Harding helped her to escape to Canada, and the two of them went back to England to get married. Belle Boyd wrote down her memoirs and published them with success. She launched an acting career, her husband died, she moved back to America, married 2 other times, had 4 children, and died at age 57 in poverty. 1974, St. Louis Cardinal Lou Brock steals his 700th base. And finally, 1983, Friday Night Videos debuts on NBC. It later turned to Friday Night, then Late Friday. But by the time MTV came around a few years later, the show was no longer relevant. But it did have a share of interesting guests throughout the years, such as Don King and Mike Tyson, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, Yoko Ono and Sean Lennon, Paul Schaefer and Keith Richards, etc., etc., etc. Good show. It aired all the way up until 2002. And that's it for July 29th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.